After throwing millions of dollars at strengthening a Christchurch school, the Ministry of Education has decided it wants a rebuild instead. The backtrack follows almost a decade of confusion and 5 years of the school pushing for a rebuild. A former board chairman of Christchurch Girls High, Mike Lay, says the ordeal has been costly. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so your surprise when they decided to go with the rebuild, because you had been part of the push for that, that they weren't listening to.
Oh, look, that dates back to 2014 and 2015, and there was some very clear advice at the time that to rebuild was going to be a more cost-effective option than repairing. However, unfortunately, the ministry chose the repair option, I think believing that they could take a few shortcuts and you know, defer some costs into a later budget. So, yes, there have been problems that have gone way back, and the ministry at the time decided to act against the advice that they were getting. They didn't listen to the school, and here we are, 2020, and finally made what is actually a really good decision for the school moving forward, and the school needs to be very happy about that, but to be honest, it should have happened back in 2000.
And what do you think it's cost the taxpayer?
Oh, look, in my estimate, it's cost the taxpayer $10 million. It was only a week ago that, or a couple of weeks ago, that Kim Shannon was saying that costs on the main block to date were $5.4 million. That's simply not true. It's over $7.5 million has been spent on one building alone, but the decision to retain that building has meant that other costs have been incurred. And my estimate is that it will have cost $10 million to the taxpayer, which has been simply washed down the drain.
Just take us back then a few years as to why they were so reluctant to go with the rebuild. Look, to be fair, they've got a massive school rebuild program in Christchurch. Obviously, there's a lot of technical geo work that's being done.
Yep.
What did they argue?
Look, their argument at the time was that they believed they could do it cheaper, and they believed they could do it cheaper by repairing the buildings to only 33 to 44% of code, and then deferring that the repair up to 67% by deferring that to another budget at a later date. They weren't very transparent with the school around that. In fact, they didn't tell us that's what they were doing. We had the expectation they were going to build to 67% of code, but they thought they'd be able to split the cost over two budgets. I mean, it was still going to always cost more, but they thought by deferring it over another budget that they would be able to.
And Mike, this is a school that's next to the Avon River, right? So they carried on with their plan, presumably knowing that there must have been issues around the engineering with the liquefaction and this potential liquefaction, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, the ground there was very prone to lateral spread, which was part of the issue. It's on TC3 land. It's the geotechnical state of that land has meant that any building in there was high risk. The building that has been built there, which is as part of the rebuild, is a very good building, but it probably cost well in excess of what it should have if it was placed on more firmer ground on another site on the school. But it's been built there, and anything building in that on those sort of conditions means there's going to be high risk, particularly when you're opening up underneath a building where you haven't really had a good look. You don't know what the damage is to piles. It really is high risk stuff, and when you're trying to run a school on the site at the same time, it's a risk that we believed wasn't worth taking. And, you know, Kim Shannon states that it's complicated. To me, there is nothing complicated about it. Being told that it's more expensive to repair than to replace, I would have thought the replacement option in the early days was the right option.
You know, I just come back to their argument that they argue that this was the best option at the time. These were difficult times. There was a lot of uncertainty around. Is it not reasonable that they took that approach?
The best option to whom? I don't think it was the best option at the time. They'll argue that. I think hindsight will say that their argument is flawed in many, many areas. And, You know, and the end result is it's cost taxpayers, you know, up to $10 million.
And should there be, do you believe there should be some sort of review, inquiry into this to ensure that doesn't happen again?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think the ministry can take a lot of learnings from this. There's, you know, I think if they're prepared to look at it openly and not prepared to dismiss it, I think there can be a lot of learnings that can be taken from this. I think there are wider issues around many schools that are having these sort of issues, and the Education Infrastructure Service, you know, appear not to listen to schools. And I think if they actually sit down and do that, then we're in a position where there can be a lot of learnings and there can be a lot of positives that can be taken from it to ensure that it doesn't happen again going forward.
Mike Lay, thank you very much for that. Former board chairman of Christchurch Girls High. And just to reiterate, the Ministry of Education said yesterday that investing in strengthening the main block of the school was assessed as the best option at the time.